Welcome
to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast.
My name is Chris.
And my name is Sean.
You almost paused there.
I almost did. I was trying to speak words and text at the same time, and it almost didn't happen.
Yeah. So, well, welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. We hope you guys are having a fantastic day.
Yes.
Morning, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. Oh, what do you got over there?
Drum roll.
Oh, do I need to turn up your mic when you open it?
No, I think we'll be okay.
I don't
feel good.
I don't have a drum roll button. I need to add that.
Well, I have it now.
Okay. See, and what is that over there?
This is a Kirkland Signature.
Have you actually had that yet?
I don't know.
I don't know if you have.
I don't know if I have.
Okay, so, sorry.
This would be the only place I'd have it.
Correct.
I haven't bought them. Kirkland Signature Cold Brew Coffee, 100% Colombian. That's good. I don't think I've had this.
I love them. I opened mine up before. I have a C4 over here.
What flavor?
Frozen Bombsicle.
Okay. That seems, okay.
But I do have, they actually come in today. I ordered, some drinks for Man Weekend.
Yeah.
I bought a case.
The non-alcoholic stuff?
Well, I did get stuff like that. Okay. So I got non-alcoholic, whiskey.
Okay.
I got another bottle, because that bottle that you and I tried last week, I put in a barrel.
Yeah.
One of those little wood barrels to see if it can get some oakiness to it. So I put that in there. And then I bought another bottle. I bought a little bit nicer one to drink. And then I bought a bottle of cinnamon whiskey.
Ooh.
So if you guys do like a shot of Fireball, I can at least take the burn of the cinnamon.
Yeah.
And then I got some Michelob non-alcoholic beers.
Okay.
And then I got like some mixers to make whiskey drinks with, you know, nothing fancy.
Yeah.
But I also ordered a case of the Vanilla Bomb Black Rifle Coffee drinks.
Oh.
And a case of the Black Rifle Coffee Freedom Punch Energy Drinks.
Wow.
Yeah. So both the Black Rifle stuff comes in today.
Nice.
So.
The vanilla one sounds good.
The vanilla one's delicious.
Have you had it before?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So they have the caramel vanilla, which we've actually tasted on the podcast. We've had the vanilla one on the podcast
as well. Oh, it's the same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same one. Yeah. So, it's good. I like it.
Okay.
So what is Beely talking shit about right now?
Me.
Oh, okay.
He was asking if we wanted food. I said no, and then I said yes.
Can I get it? Can you get me a McDouble and barbecue sauce?
Yeah, their barbecue sauce is good.
I have barbecue sauce here.
It's not the same.
I have Sweet Baby Ray's.
It's not the same.
Sweet Baby Ray's has to be better.
Not for this particular item.
Okay. Ask Chris. No, I'm... Oh, fuck. I kind of...
McDouble?
Yeah, just McDouble.
He wants a...
Thank you. I appreciate McDouble you.
McDouble.
Please.
As well.
No barbecue sauce.
No barbecue sauce.
Should I?
Strange.
Should I be funny and be like, can I get tartar sauce instead?
Oh, gosh, that's gross. I don't eat a lot of McDonald's or
other
fast food items ever.
It makes sense. He's getting it for a kid. So, I mean, he's probably getting something for himself.
Good. But I don't know. McDouble. I literally said, no, I don't. I want something, but I don't. I don't want the gut bomb.
Well, you're going to get the gut bomb
now. And then now I'm getting the gut. Because it's good.
One is not going to give you the gut bomb.
It's not. Now, if I had four of them,
yeah,
which I could do.
Easily.
But I wouldn't. I mean, I would, I guess, maybe.
I'm surprised you're doing barbecue sauce and not the Big Mac sauce.
I don't know how well that would transfer from the location he may be going to. The location we're at.
Isn't the Big Mac sauce in a container
now? They put it on it.
Oh, see, I would have just gotten the side of it.
Yeah, but then it gets complicated because then they want to charge you for it. And so you got to ask for it afterward. I don't want to be difficult.
Oh, yeah. I bet you he appreciates that as well.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because that's how you get around it. You ask for it after.
And then they don't charge you for it.
So I've been told...
You know he knows that too.
Yeah, come on. No, I know. I don't want to be difficult. So I mean, we'll just go barbecue.
He's cheap as well.
Yes.
He might actually hate me after this episode of the podcast. Because I was sitting up here earlier. I've actually had a very productive day. I fixed the fence. Well, temporary fixed the fence because it was about to fall over.
Oh, no.
Falling
into your...
No, falling into the neighbors.
Oh, okay.
So I actually had to go on their side, put a metal stake in, and then put some reinforcement 2x4s in, that kind of stuff. Nothing big, just temporary fix. But then I came up here and I edited some of the buttons, because you know how there was that delay when I was hitting it?
Yeah.
There's still the delay with the intro and the exit song, which is fine. But, like, if I wanted, you know...
Creepy.
Or... There's no delay now.
That's good.
So there's no delay. But then I also recorded some new stuff specifically because of this episode. Ooh,
I like it.
So he is going to hate me for a little bit because some of the things I did, well, he won't hate me. He'll love me later. It's okay.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right.
So
we are continuing on with our genre here.
Yeah. Last week's episode was crazy laws in the United States.
And now we're venturing out.
Yeah, we're going worldwide here. And we have actually more.
Worldwide? Wide? Boats and hoes?
Hold on. I think I have an echo button on here. Here. Go ahead. Say worldwide.
Worldwide. Worldwide. Wide. That's good.
Add a little reverb in there.
I like that.
We can even change your pitch a little bit.
Worldwide. Ooh, I like it.
That sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, we're just learning as we go along. So
we are.
We appreciate you guys listening.
To our random.
Exactly. So worldwide laws, I added a few. Okay. I think I added 8 more. So we are at 29 now. I don't even think we'll get through all these, but we'll try.
All right. In no particular order.
No, not in any. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
Yeah, I can start.
It doesn't matter to me.
Singapore. Chewing gum is banned in Singapore, with the exceptions for therapeutic gum. This law was enacted to maintain cleanliness in public spaces.
So I've actually known this because my father-in-law has been to Singapore a couple times. But what is therapeutic gum?
Well, that could be subjective.
Correct.
This gum is therapeutic for me.
I mean, if this was in the United States, wouldn't be... If you were chewing gum and I asked you...
This is hella good. That coffee. Sorry. This cold brew coffee.
Why do you think I buy it?
It's got like a... Like a silky...
Yeah, it is one of the better cold brews that I've had. That little can too, 225.
I saw that.
That has more than this.
Yeah, this is good. All right.
So,
okay, sorry. Tangent.
No.
Singapore, chewing gum, legal.
But if that was in the United States and I ask you, is that therapeutic gum? You'd be like, that's a HIPAA violation.
That is very true.
So that's very why I'm like, true. What is therapeutic gum? That's the why man. I asked.
Okay.
Let's see here. In Switzerland, it is illegal to own just one guinea pig because they are social animals and need companionship. So if you're going to buy a guinea pig in Switzerland, you need at least two.
That's silly.
Go do one of the bottom ones. I don't know. You can pick any of the ones.
Can you mark off the ones we've done?
Oh, I don't know. Did it work last time when I did that?
I don't know. Try it.
Okay, let's see here. I put D next to Singapore.
And D I put for what? Done?
Done. Oh. Yeah. Put D next to Switzerland.
Yep.
Does it
show you? Go. Yep. Yep.
I can take care of that then.
All right, so let's just skip around.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're getting deep here.
Yeah.
Number 29. North Korea. Basketball Rule Remix.
I'm glad you picked that one. This is hilarious to me.
Kim Jong-un tweeted basketball rules. Slam dunks are worth 3 points, not two. Field goals in the final 3 minutes score 8 points.
That's so crazy.
And missing three free throws deducts a point. It's a quirky, I don't know, my glasses, flex of control over even sports.
It's funny to me because slam dunks are worth more points, but how many people in North Korea are playing basketball?
I would assume not a lot.
No, no, not at all.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you, so sticking with North Korea, because North Korea just cracks me up because you can get some crazy laws out of there, right?
Be careful. They may be listening.
They might be. Oh, I don't really care. Oh, I can't put the D in front of that number, so I'm going to put it in front of North Korea.
Okay.
If it wants to go. D. Okay. In North Korea, no smiling on July 8th. This is the anniversary of Kim Il-sung when he died in 1994. So you can't smile on the day. I don't think they smile anyways, to be honest with you.
Smiling, laughing, drinking, or celebrating is forbidden.
Yep.
Breaking this can lead to labor camps or worse. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm glad you read that part because I didn't read that far ahead yet. So breaking it can lead into camps or worsening, which goes into number 27. Three generations of punishment. So under the criminal code, if you commit a serious crime like desert or abandon or flee, which I've heard about this before, not only are you punished, but your parents are punished, your grandparents punished, and your children are punished. So if you flee, three generations of people will be punished because of your actions.
Wow.
So that's what keeps people in North Korea.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I just think it's crazy. But it is also North Korea, so.
Yeah. All right, China. Let's go South Korea, 24.
I want to be ninja. I want to be ninja.
That's good.
I want to jump down.
That's good. Well done. I was going to go to the southern portion of the last two, but we'll stick with that. China. No Winnie the Pooh. After memes compared, I don't know how to say that, to a cartoon bear, Pooh-related content got banned.
Yeah, so the president of China banned it after they compared it. Have you ever seen a picture of him?
No.
I'll pull up a picture of
this guy.
Yeah.
All right.
You can literally type in the president of China and pull it up. And
I'll just copy it.
Yeah. And then look over. You're going to be like, it's pretty funny. I saw this one and I was like, yes, I have to put that in.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Doesn't he look like Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Definitely China's listening to this.
Wow.
So all right. We're getting in trouble somehow.
We're screwed.
It's okay.
Who could be ninja? I want to be ninja.
That's good.
That lady's hilarious. Have you ever heard that whole song?
No.
Oh, well, I'll play it off air. Okay. It's quite funny.
So, sticking with China, no ghosts in movies.
This to me is fun, like weird.
A China Film Administration bans supernatural elements like ghosts or spirits in cinema, calling them unscientific.
Could you imagine watching The Sixth Sense in China?
No, you'd probably get in trouble.
The main character wouldn't be around because he's a ghost.
Oh my goodness, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, it you're right.
It literally would be nothing.
You're right.
Oh, that's funny. Let's see here. I'm going to jump up. The reason why is the bottom ones, minus the North Korea ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you announce because I have to do other stuff over here.
Ooh, okay.
I like it. Let's see here. In Germany, illegal.
What number?
19.
Okay.
In Germany, it is illegal to run out of fuel on the Autobahn.
I would never drive on the Autobahn.
Why? What?
Too sketchy.
No, because there it is. Everyone that I've talked to that has either driven on the Autobahn, been on the Autobahn, Germany is very particular in what they do, right?
Yeah.
They have rules. Like, you know how when we drive down the road, especially in California, you're driving in the fast lane.
Yeah.
And there's someone slow in the fast lane and they don't move over. That doesn't happen there.
Yeah.
Everyone moves over. There's also parts on the Autobahn that are so congested now, it's like LA traffic. So you're not even though there's no speed limit, you're still stuck in traffic.
So are there still parts that you can go 180 miles an hour?
Yes. Yeah. So there's parts that if you're driving and you see someone coming behind you, you get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You have to get it out of the way.
Huh.
And obviously this law, you can't run out of fuel. It's intended to prevent accidents and all that.
Yeah.
Because it helps the flow of traffic. How many times have we had someone run out of gas on the freeway and then it creates more of a buildup because everyone's like, oh, what's going on? And keeps looking. It makes sense. I kind of wish we would have something like that, but
yeah, that's true. Number 20, Philippines. It is illegal to make noise in public after 10 p.m. as part of a noise control regulation.
So because we have noise laws and that kind of stuff.
And I think it's 10 p.m.
Yeah. I'm wondering how strict they are on that. That would be the question that I would ask. I don't know anyone from the Philippines, so unfortunately I can't ask that.
I would venture to say that it's either strictly enforced or it's one of those laws that was written X amount of years ago and it's not really enforced.
Yeah, and I think some of these, you know, we ran into that with the crazy law in the States, that some of them were back in time. And there's some more on here. Like, it even says, like, one of them says it is no longer a law, but it's one of those ones. But I think I guarantee that one's still there.
Yeah, I mean,
because I mean, we have that law.
Yeah, we have that law.
So it's just to be nice to your neighbors and all that, and
which I don't mind.
No, I think it's a, I think
especially with young kids and whatnot.
Correct. Yeah. So,
all right, where are you jumping to?
Let's go to 17, the United Kingdom. It is illegal to handle a salmon in suspicious circumstances. This law was established to combat illegal fishing and protect salmon populations. What's a suspicious circumstance?
I don't know. That's strange.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
So, So can you even
let's see, fish here
for salmon?
Oh, I think you could probably fish for salmon. Let's see here. Explain this law. I'm going to use my best friend over here.
The World Wide Web?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Why it exists? The law was introduced to tackle illegal fishing, particularly poaching.
Okay.
Which was a big problem in Britain's salmon populations. So that makes
sense. Well, that's like here in California, we've got a big illegal fishing act on sturgeon.
Yep.
That's a big thing here, especially in Northern California.
I know probably you and I are probably not the experts on this. Beely would probably be more the expert on this one. We, last weekend, went for a bike ride, and one of your children came with us. Uh-huh. And when we were riding, there was a creek that we rode next to. We were in Veterans Park in Roseville, and we rode along there. And there was a whole bunch of people fishing in the creek right there. Do you know what they're fishing for?
I don't know. in a suburban area with a creek, I would assume it's probably like bluegill or crappie.
I mean, I don't think it's there anything. It wasn't just kids, though. There was legitimately probably 20 people fishing.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. It was really strange. And they kind of went on like this turn. I was thinking, because...
Well, I know on the turns, like on the bend, fish like to pile up.
Correct.
In there to catch a break, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was thinking, because I know we do get some salmon that swim through.
Yeah.
On some of the creeks.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it was that or if it was sturgeon. That was the other thing that I was thinking.
Maybe.
So...
Was the water fairly deep?
Yeah, it was. Tell? It looked pretty deep.
Huh.
We might have to ask Billy that one.
Yeah.
If we get an opportunity to.
Interesting.
So, yeah. I thought it was funny. It was kind of, I'm just driving by. I'm like, what the heck? Or riding by. I'm like, what are they doing?
All right. Let's see here. Let's go number four.
Number four.
Italy. In the town of, how do you say that? Iraclea.
Yeah.
It is illegal to build sandcastles on the beach. This law is meant to preserve the natural environment. I don't really agree with that one.
I was going to say, are you allowed to walk through the beach?
Ooh.
I mean, that's going to disrupt it as well.
Yeah.
So.
Instead of building a sandcastle, you're pressing the sand down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Silly.
Okay. Number five. Australia, down under.
Yep.
Put some shrimp on the Barbie.
The Bobby.
Or just get a nice cold Foster's.
Yep. That's the way to do it. On a cruise ship. Bang for your buck.
In Victoria, it is illegal to change a light bulb unless you are a licensed electrician. This law was intended to ensure safety.
I mean, I do not like electrical work at all, but changing a light bulb, come on.
Wonder if in Australia if their light bulbs are just different.
Maybe. That's a possibility. Maybe there's more to it than...
I mean, because I know we have so many, you know, so many different types of light bulbs.
Yeah.
We have prong ones, we have all that. I'm just wondering that. Incandescent light bulbs look like they're illegal as well now.
In where?
In Australia. Let's see here. Let's see if we can just see a picture. They look identical. Oh. Yeah, it's just like a traditional screw light bulb, it looks like.
Hmm.
So. Interesting.
Okay.
So, you have to become an electrician to change light bulbs. Dude, your business would be booming.
It would be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such a simple thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, unless there's more to it
in
Australia.
I mean, I don't think so. Based off what I'm looking at.
Silly.
Yeah, I agree.
Number six, France. It is illegal to name a pig Napoleon. I mean, I guess that would, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I can see it.
Yeah. I mean, Napoleon was such a influential leader.
Yes.
French history. Do you remember there was a time if you went onto Google and typed in French war victories? You know how like Google, if you type in something, it says, did you mean?
Yeah.
There was a time period and Google did it because you would type in French war victories and it would say, did you mean French war defeats?
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think they changed that now because probably France got mad.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's go number nine here.
Number nine.
In Thailand, it is illegal to step on money as it is seen as disrespectful to the king whose images appear on the currency. Like, what if you accidentally did it?
I can actually be understanding to this to an extent. I was always taught to keep a lookout for money on the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking $100 bills, a penny, a dime, a nickel. I picked up a quarter today at the gas station. My grandpa always told me, as soon as you get out of the car and you're in a parking lot, just kind of keep your eyes up and down, up and down. You see a penny, pick it up.
You picked up a quarter hoping it was this actual silver one.
I did, and it wasn't. But also with that, the respect of money, and I've taught my oldest one this so far, just because he's more understanding than the other kids. If you have a stack of money, paper money, it all has to be facing the right way.
Oh, yeah.
I was taught that at a young age. And
well, it may, like when you're buying stuff, too, it just makes it simpler, I think,
yeah,
as well.
I think it's partially that and then a little bit of my OCD.
Yeah. I think it's more your OCD than anything.
But yeah, the respect of money, I think, is important.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I don't know when, but I do believe that money will go away. The actual tangible.
Well, I think they're already talking about getting rid of the penny.
So I bought a couple rolls of pennies at the bank the other day because I heard that. Because, we talked about that.
Yeah, I think. And the reason why they want to get rid of the penny.
Because it costs 2.5 cents
to make it. One. Yeah. Yeah. The cost is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So the question is, are you going to keep the pennies then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you think they're going to be worth anything?
I don't know. It's one of those things that I jumped on the bandwagon with. And
it'd be just interesting because if that's the case, everything you buy now is going to have to be in fives, right? So they're going to have to change because you can't buy anything that's $2.99.
Why? I don't get where I'm sorry. I'm lost.
So if I buy something that's $2.99, yeah, right? How am I going to pay for it?
Oh, I see.
It has to be, everything will have to end with a five or a zero pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, have to be $2.95 or $3.
I see what you're saying.
Got which it. In return means they're going to have to change the taxes as well. Yep. Tax structure. Because yep, if you don't have, you can't do anything that's 6, 7, 8, or 9 cents. Or even at that 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah.
So the tax, like even our tax percentages are going to have to be somehow changed to make it end in a 5 or a 0.
You're right.
Yeah. So like, think about gas. How often do we talk about, I saved 96 cents a gallon. You're not saving 90. You wouldn't. It's either 95.
Yeah.
Or a dollar at that point.
Wow. Okay.
So I think that's going to change. That will actually change a lot.
If it goes through and they actually get rid of it. Yeah. I agree. Jinx.
You owe me a Coke.
You owe me a Coke. Is it your turn?
Yeah. Let's go back to Singapore. Number 12. It is illegal to feed pigeons in public spaces. Which, if you think about it, goes back to the one about chewing gum. This law was part of city and state efforts to help clean up and control the pigeon population.
Yeah.
So they want to make sure Singapore streets are the cleanest streets ever.
Well, let's not compare it to Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
God, that was so gross. Horrible.
You've told me that it was bad. I've had a buddy tell me that he literally went there and had to buy a new pair of shoes and literally just threw his shoes away when they left. Because they were so disgusting.
Yeah, it was really gross. They actually, I don't know the chemicals that they use, but they essentially have to chemically clean the streets. And I don't remember what time they do it. I want to say it's like 4 or 5 in the morning every day.
That's insane.
It's so gross.
Yeah,
that's... Like when we walked that next morning. So the first night we got there, we did Bourbon Street. That next morning, we walked to breakfast, and the streets were clean, and they were still cleaning up. Yeah. I mean, it was gross knowing that they have to do that every day.
Yeah.
Just the amount of bodily fluids, and it's gross.
Yeah.
You only need 36 hours in New Orleans. Other than that, it's trash. Portugal, number 11.
Oh, you're going back up. I thought you were going back down. No. I thought you were going back into the 20s here.
No. I'll throw you a curveball here. So Portugal, it is illegal to pee in the ocean. This law is intended to maintain cleanliness in public waters.
How would they know?
I was just going to say that.
And two, the water, there's so much water in the ocean.
Yep.
It's not going to make a difference.
No, it's not.
Wow.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Not gross. I mean, that's silly.
Yeah.
Now, I can see if they were to say it is illegal to pee in a public pool.
Yeah. I mean, that's an ocean, yeah.
No.
Let's see here. Where do we want to go? We'll go number 14.
Okay.
Canada. In Alberta, it is illegal for a person to pretend to be a police officer. Well, no fucking shit.
Yep.
That's also illegal in the United States, correct, if you did not know.
Correct.
This law is meant to prevent impersonations and protecting public safety. I think probably every country has a law like this.
Yep.
But let's be honest, it would be cool to dress up like a Monty. The red. Yeah.
That would be cool.
That'd be fun.
Something caught my eye here.
Yeah.
It's labeled as number 3.
Oh,
number down at the bottom.
Down at the bottom?
Yeah.
3?
Yeah.
23?
No. It says 3. South Korea?
Oh.
Open Gangnam Style. Well done. Gangnam Style. Well done. South Korea, no tattoos by non-doctors.
I knew you. I purposely put this one on for you.
This is good. So, technically, only medical professionals can perform tattooing, as it is classified as a medical procedure under the Medical Service Act. Tattoo artists operate in a legal gray area, risking fines or jail through enforcement is laxed in practice. Still, it's a bizarre restriction for a modern K-pop hub. So they have to be a doctor or a medical professional.
Yeah.
To do a tattoo. I guess
I can see it.
I can see that, because tattooing could be disgusting depending on the cleanliness of the artist, the equipment, the shop itself.
Yeah.
Okay. I can get behind that.
I can see it. I can, more the cleanliness than anything. Because how many times have you seen people get infections, that kind of stuff? Because it's, you do gross, open up your skin when you get a tattoo. Yeah. So
I can see that. Sense. I'm good with that.
Yeah. So should we stick in South Korea, or should
we go? Let's do it.
So South Korea, adultery was a crime until 2015. Up until February 26, 2015, adultery was illegal under Article 241 of the Criminal Code. This is what's got me, what I thought was crazy. It was the punishment. It was punishable up to 2 years in prison. Not 2 years in jail, 2 years in prison. This applied to both the cheating spouse and the partner.
Jeez, everyone's going to prison.
Yeah, so what was it? It's a lingering adult. Let's see here. Once people, blah, blah, blah. What? So over 53,000 people between 1985 and 2015.
Crazy.
Were imprisoned because of this.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
That's crazy to think about.
Jiminy
Christmas. And how many people got away with it?
Exactly.
So I thought that was interesting.
Let's see here. This coffee hit, by the way. My head's spinning.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I had a headache before even starting here, so mine's making me
feel I didn't have any coffee this morning. I don't know why it's doing me like this.
That's not...
India.
I told you, I got some
this
music
is good. This is good.
I actually love this song.
Yeah, How did I know this song? Was it in a movie or is it just
it's been all over. Have you ever been to an Indian wedding?
No.
The best weddings ever.
Really?
Just the whole thing. Like the lead up, and I don't even know, I can't even tell you all the aspects to it, but the lead up to the actual wedding day, the actual wedding ceremony and the temple is absolutely incredible. I didn't understand a word that was said, but
a blast.
It was just super, super respectful to both families, and it really is about the union, and then just the food, everything.
Everything like, about it.
I've been to a couple Indian weddings, and it's. I wish I had more Indian friends. To be honest with you.
I've seen clips or videos, and they're. Extremely beautiful weddings.
Oh yeah,
they're very well done.
Yeah, just everything is done with. There's a lot of detail. There's a lot of. I don't know, and like it's all about bringing the families together, right? Yeah. And it's about the food and all.
Well, they're such large families too.
Correct. I mean, even at the temple, we had food, but at the temple, most, I didn't know this until I went to a wedding for one of my buddies, is most Indians are vegan or vegetarian,
okay.
right?
Okay.
So the actual temple doesn't have, like, if you have buttered chicken, right? They don't have that at the temple. So one of my buddy's friends was like, he literally told him, hey, take care of these guys.
Yeah.
So we were going through and he's like, eat that. Don't eat that. That's disgusting. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Oh,
you'll
good.
Love that. And so we, it's amazing. And
so, then, treasure trove trouble.
I thought this was funny.
The Indian Treasure Trove Act of 1878 says if you find anything worth more than 10 rupees, is that how you say it?
Yep.
Hidden in the soil, you must report it to the authorities.
Yep.
Failure to do so could lead to prosecution. And the treasure vests in Her Majesty, despite the British rule ending in 1947. Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
I mean, I don't think I would go digging in soil.
You never know. You might find treasure.
You never know, I guess.
Mm. Just hopefully it's 9 rupees and not 10.
Oh, it says rupees.
Rupees. Yeah, rubies.
Oh, I thought you said rubies with a B.
No.
Oh, rupees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, you already know I can't talk.
Well, I can't. I don't know, my glasses. No. It looks like a P.
It is a P.
All right, good.
Let's stick with India. 10 dancing couples max.
Okay.
Some local laws limit public dancing to only 10 couples at a time, requiring permission from the commissioner or district magistrate. 3 days in advance. So if you want 11 couples to dance.
So I guess for weddings,
yeah,
they're either extremely small or you've got to get permission.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're getting permission on a wedding there. I just thought that was funny. No, 10 couples max.
That's interesting.
Or they allow it, but the dance floor is just super small. So you can only
fit. Oh, there you go.
And then, nope, you're out. Your song's over with. You're out.
That's good. That's a good one.
It's funny because I was driving the other day. And like I said, I actually legitimately love that song. And for some reason, the music wasn't downloading. Like I lost internet signal and all that. So it went to my downloaded music.
Yeah.
And it literally starts playing, and I'm like, okay, I can live with this.
That's good. Let's go. Let's see here. Where are we at?
The worst part, though, was after that song, this song played.
I could be ninja. I want to be ninja.
That's good. Number three, Japan.
Japan.
In some areas, it is illegal to dance after midnight in clubs. This law was originally enacted in 1940s to combat prostitution.
Which is crazy to me, because I feel like Japan has a huge night culture.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, everything I've seen in Japan, heard about Japan, like, just the night culture is huge, so...
No, I would agree with you. Every video I've seen that's popped up online's been late at night.
Yeah.
Streets are packed. Food carts are rolling.
And it's funny, because, like, especially, like, a... You know, big city like Tokyo.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess no matter where, I guarantee they're dealing with prostitution, that kind of stuff, right? But Tokyo at night, like, that's when it's like, I'd rather go to Tokyo than go to New York City, but that's just me.
Do you have any desire to go to Japan or China?
Oh, I would love to go to Japan.
Really?
China, no, not really. Japan would be legitimate. I think Japan would be super cool. I think I would stand out like a sore thumb, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But no, I think...
Big white man.
The food in Japan.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, the fish, that kind of stuff, delicious. I think it would be cool to go, like, in lots of the parts of, like, you know, like Times Square in New York City. You know, they have their parts in Tokyo. I think it would be incredible to go to Tokyo.
No, that's a good point. I think it would be fun too. I want to say my father-in-law went to Japan for a business trip. I'll have to ask him about that.
The technology too there is insane.
Oh, we're way behind.
Oh yeah. I mean, even South Korea. South Korea's technology is insane.
Yeah.
They have internet, literally Wi-Fi across the entire country. You can literally just walk and never, like, we always use our cellular.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, it's, you know, 100 megabits. It's gig. They had gig internet 10 years ago.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Actually, probably more than 10 years ago now. Let's see here. How long? I got to look it up now. Let's see here. How long has South Korea had gig internet? I got to look it up.
I'm going to say 17 years ago.
Oh, it's more than that. I know that. So, okay. You're actually closer than I thought. It's been about 19 years.
Mm.
That they've had it. Right now, currently, they are pushing 10. They have had used 10 gigabit internet in 2020.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it talks about even in the early 1900s, or like the 1990s, how a lot of the companies, they were getting already up to 622 megabits per second.
Wow.
In the late 1990s. So.
Yeah, we're way behind.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And that's for everyone. That's not just dedicated.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
The most common internet speed in South Korea right now is 2.5 gigabits a second.
Nuts.
Yeah. That's 2.5 times what I have right now.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah. And that's the most common. I mean, heck, do you remember back in the day when you would sell a gigabit yep. of internet, how exciting
yep.
that was?
Yep.
Like,
and how expensive it was.
Yeah. We were celebrating. Oh, you got gig? No way.
Yep. Yep.
Dude, now it's like, I mean, for them, you know, gig is.
yeah. Common.
common. Insane. Insane to me.
All right. Let's see here.
What do we got next?
Number 18.
18.
New Zealand.
Okay.
It is illegal to import or own a pet rabbit in certain areas as they're considered a pest and could cause significant damage to the environment.
I mean, they do breed like crazy. Yeah. So that is not surprising at the same time.
Okay.
Let's see here. I really want to leave 16 for you to
all right
to read.
we'll do that. We'll do 16 last.
Can you pronounce that?
No, but I'm gonna try.
Let's see. Let's go 15 then. In Finland, it is illegal to disturb a moose while it is eating. This law is designed to protect wildlife and ensure the safety of both animals and people.
Safety of people. If you're getting that close to a moose, you got bigger problems.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
You are getting your ass ran over.
Yeah, no thanks. You got bigger issues than worrying about a ticket.
Yeah.
Or being charged.
This, you would literally be doing this.
Yeah. That's very accurate.
You will be screaming from a moose. I'd be deathly afraid.
No thanks. Those things are violent.
Yeah.
Number 7, Denmark. It is illegal to start a vehicle if there is someone underneath it. Well, no shit.
Some of these are common sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It makes sense.
That one's silly.
Yeah. Number 8, we actually talked about last week. It's illegal to carry an ice cream cone in your yep. pocket. I don't understand why you would do that. Let's go number 10. In Malaysia, it is illegal to wear yellow clothing during certain political protests, as yellow is associated with a specific political movement.
Mm. Silly.
Yeah, I agree.
Why don't you do 13?
Oh, and we only have two more?
Yeah.
Wow.
You do 13, and then I'll do the last one.
Okay. 13 in, this is in Spain. How do you say that town name? In the town of
Badajoz?
Some city in Spain.
Yep.
It is illegal to walk around with a sandwich in your pocket. This law is believed to have originated to prevent food thieves.
Well, I mean, if you gotta protect your sandwich, you probably shouldn't be in that town.
What kind of sandwiches do you think they're carrying in there?
I don't know, but I can relate to this one. I've put a peanut butter sandwich in my pocket at work. You know,
I hope in your pocket, like on your leg, yeah, like on the side.
Yeah, okay. Not squished in the front pocket.
Was it in a plastic bag at least?
It was in a Ziploc, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I'm just thinking putting a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in your pocket with no bag.
You know, disaster.
Just get squished.
No.
Oh, God, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, no, just peanut butter, Ziploc. I was going to eat it, and then I couldn't, and so I had to put it away or put it down somewhere, and I didn't want to put it down, so I put it in my pocket.
Well, at least you had a bag to put it in. This, I mean, that's kind of a win there.
This is true.
So,
all right, you ready for the final?
Yes.
Number 16, Sweden. It is illegal to name your child Burfuskum Puslus Prix.
Okay, so
pronounced Albin.
So it is literally BFR.
No, BRF.
Sorry, did I really do that?
BRF. Yeah, and I'm the one that can't see.
Seriously. And I have a giant computer screen in front of me. BRF XXCC XXMNP CCCCLLLMMNPRXVCLMN. Albin.
Pronounced Albin. This law was enacted after a couple attempted to name their child with an unpronounceable name. That's silly. That's like, and I can't give you any examples, but Elon Musk.
Yep.
His children are named.
Well, it's the one. Let's see here.
I almost said strange. I won't say strange. I'll just say different. Unique.
Well, and he actually, there is a video that I watched on him explaining what I gotta find the kid's name. Everyone knows what we're probably talking about. It's the X, like the XAEA12. He actually explains it in this video, and I'm trying to think because the AE is Ash. So X Ash A12 is what it is.
Okay.
So, and it was like between, because him, he had his kid with Grimes, the artist. Mm-hmm. So they all kind of contributed to the part. So the X, I believe, was Elon's doing because he likes the A, the X. The AE is Ash, and I want to say that was from Grimes. And then the A12 is from a, let's see, it's from a plane. It's a spy plane that Lockheed Martin built that the CIA used to use. It was for Archangel 12. So X Ash A12 is what it is. Yeah, different. he was on Joe Rogan when he explained how it is.
That's an amazing interview.
Oh yeah,
I really like
he's been on a couple times now.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say.
The original time when the second time I think, because the original time when he went on is when he was smoking weed and got in trouble.
Yeah, so funny.
But it's like, I don't know. It's once you know that. Because you look at it and you're like, how do you say this name?
Yeah.
Once the hardest part on there is the AE part. Once you know that it's pronounced Ash, it's really easy to pronounce X Ash A12.
Different.
It's different, but it's kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
No, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but.
No, but Elon Musk is also a different breed of person.
Very true.
I mean, he has 14 kids.
With how many. Partners.
Gosh, let's see here.
Google it. How many baby mamas does Musk have? I want to say 3. And that I have nothing to back that. I'm just guessing. You know, and I want to apologize to everyone that's listening. I sound very nasally today. My allergies are killing me.
Four. Yep.
That's 4 very rich baby mamas.
So his original wife, who he married in 2000, they had 6 kids together.
Wow.
Yep. And then Grimes, they had 3 kids together. And then his next, I don't think they got married. I don't see. Looks like they had 4 kids together. And then the last lady he was with, 1, it looks like.
Is that right? 14?
So, yeah, 14 total. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But the other kids' names are relatively normal. Like, I mean, they're obviously unique. But the most unique is the X-Ash A12.
Does it list the kids' names?
Some of them here. Let's see here. List kids' names. So Sorry, there's 14 of them, and so it takes a while for it to...
Yeah.
You should have just saw the screen listing it. So Nevada is the first.
Okay.
Griffin.
Okay.
Vivian.
Okay.
Kai. Saxon. Damien. Those are his first with his first wife. And then with Grimes, you have X, Ash, A12. You have Exa, Dark, and then Techno. And then Strider, Azure, or I can't even. Azure.
Okay.
Unnamed Child. So there's one that they did not make public. And then Sheldon. And then, so what's funny is Sheldon was born late 2024 or early 25. It was announced in February of 2025. So relatively new, right? Mm-hmm. With one lady. Then he also had another born in September 2024 with another partner.
Oh, that, my that kid's gosh.
Name is not public knowledge.
Wow.
He actually, and I shouldn't, I knew this, but I should have said he's had 14 children. Unfortunately, one did pass away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So Nevada, his oldest, did pass away.
Oh, my God. At
10 years old. Yeah.
Oh.
From SIDS. Oh. So, like, that's awful.
That's horrible.
Absolutely horrible. So, yeah. And what was it? He had, with his first wife, that was the other thing, too. So, Nevada was just one. Then he had twins and then had triplets.
Wow.
So, that's why six kids on there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, crazy. Okay. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And then he did have another set of twins, too. He must have some, it must be in his genetic coding for multiple kids.
Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, to have two sets of twins. That's a
hereditary thing, right?
Yeah. Two sets of twins and triplets, that's pretty impressive. I couldn't imagine.
No.
I mean, having kids, I mean, and just having, could you imagine, like, twins already is, having one kid, like, especially in the baby phase, is tough. Having twins, I can manage it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Triplets?
No.
Hell no.
You know, we, gosh, was it with our youngest or middle? Might have been our youngest. The doctor had said there was another child, like being twins. There was another baby or I don't know
embryo.
The term, embryo, very early on that never formulated.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I think that was with our youngest.
So you could have potentially had
four kids.
So we had family friends that they wanted to have. Was it four kids that they wanted to have? Yes, they wanted four kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some people, oh, I only want two, I only want three. They wanted four. Their last one, twins.
Oh, my goodness. So they have five now, or they have five?
They have five kids. So it's like, to me, and I mean, you can attest to this as well. Even after three, you're talking about minivans at that point, or vans at that point.
Yeah, no thanks.
I mean, five kids plus, you know, you need a seven seat vehicle at that point. And if they're, you know, big kids, when they get older, it's going to be even worse.
Yeah, that's so nuts.
Even large SUVs, like, you could have a, you know, SUV with a third row, but that third row is not built for everyone.
No.
So
not built for people like you.
Yeah, if they're my kids. I mean, both my kids are going to be taller than you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I still love my bet with your oldest.
Yep.
You know, I can't wait to collect that $100. I'm just going to give him crap the whole entire time.
That's so funny.
So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping we would have a guest walk in on us, but.
I don't think that's happening.
No. I think, yeah, he's still on his way, which is fine.
Yep.
But do you have anything else?
I don't.
No, neither do I. Good episode. Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social medias. A very special thank you to Patreon. Without you guys, we couldn't do this.
We could not.
And if you want exclusive access to episodes or special content, join Patreon.
Patreon.
You guys have a great rest of your day.
You have a great rest of your day.
No, you.
Outro.